check.
Yeah, that's right. You listen to the Jada Kiss podcast. The number one Jada Kiss podcast. The Kiss of Death.
Oh, yeah.
What a fucking dumbass name, Jada Kiss.
Jada Kiss?
Duh. Mwah. Is it like he is his name is Jay the Kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool, then.
It's Jada Kiss.
I'm Jay, and I'm the Kiss.
Yeah, that's funny, Adam. It's Jada Kiss.
It's J-A.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah. You say it a different way.
Whoa. No, I mean, if fine.
That is funny. You're right, Nick.
Yeah,
you're right in that what Adam said is funny.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's my favorite line in We Gonna Make It when he says, J-da-mwah, I'll kiss you. I'll kiss you, you broke-ass N-word.
Yeah, say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Say it. Why? Dude. You've said it before.
I only say it when I'm in a car with all white people,
mm-hmm.
and the windows are all the way up.
I only say it when I have a cold and I'm trying to say digger.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I say
it. Does it take switch advantage when you have a cold, you say the N's switch to D's? The D's switch to N's?
Try it. Pinch your nose and then say it.
Don't.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you put the effort forward.
Yeah.
If you're looking for an excuse when you're having telephone bit hour and you continue to make prank calls as a 30-year-old man. Except this time, unlike in middle school, your friends aren't there. It's just you by yourself.
Just for your own personal amusement. No audience.
Making, right. When I'm not even bothering to record the calls.
That is incredible.
Harassing
for the love of the game, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's
like
practice.
Marlo on the corner, dude.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's fuck. Real. I put on a little bit of Jada Kiss. I start dialing numbers. I called up this guy. I found in the white pages this guy named like Al Kuntz or something.
Mm-hmm.
He had like a business.
Awesome.
I think maybe it was Kuntz. And I was like, is this Al Kuntz? I'm like, my name is Richard Dix, and I have a business proposition for you. And he's like, okay, I'm listening. And I'm like, to be honest with you, sir, I figured you'd hang up on me.
Dude, I remember one time we would all make prank calls at my Goya tournaments, the Greek Orthodox Youth of
Wait,
America.
You were in a competitive bean eating?
No.
League?
Yeah, no. It was a basketball league.
Yeah,
the Greek Orthodox.
That's how Stav got fat, is his parents put him in a bean eating.
You're born.
First of all, Goya makes Stav a range of products.
You have
they
to
do.
Eat all the beans to make our family proud.
They make coconut milk. My coconut milk that I get, that shit's Goya.
Goya, yeah.
Now,
they
as
have
I
good
was saying,
seasonings. Adobo seasonings.
Good seasonings. As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted.
It was rude.
I was in the Greek Orthodox Youth of America. We did basketball tournaments.
Was that like a Hitler youth for Greece?
For Greeks, yeah. It was teaching us the inferiority of the
non-Greeks.
Did
you wear khaki short shorts?
No, it was athletic wear.
Oh, okay.
I was part of the Saint Nick. We were by church. We'd compete against each other. Anyway, on these long bus rides to go play other 5-7
prank
Greek
calls.
People. Oh yeah, and our number one prank call maestro was Fat Bill. Fat Bill, who I think now might be dead because of gambling debts.
They called him that because he was the only one that wasn't fat. Everyone.
Oh, my man was morbidly obese. My man, make no mistake, Fat Bill earned his nickname.
He was especially fat.
He lost weight in later years. He helped run all these kids helped run their parents' carryouts. Maria D's in Baltimore shouts out. Go buy a slice from Maria D's in Fed Hill. One of his best.
Yeah, they really need
calls.
The money now that their son's dead.
I don't know if he's dead or if he's just disappeared. But yeah, he got into gambling heavily. Anyway, his best prank call was one time he called the guy and he was like, "Hey, it's Mike Long." And then the guy was like, "Mike Long who?" And then he said, "Mike Long, dick in your mouth." And then we all just was like, we all fucking lost it. And just the guy hung up. Another favorite of his, or this other kid, Constantine, did one where he was like, he would call a place and be like, "Hi, is Leroy there?" And then he would hang up and then he would call back in a very racist black voice and be like, "Oh, it's Leroy. Did anybody call for me?" And he would basically just get an excuse to do like blackface voice. So yeah, that was, those were two Goya classics. They really taught us a lot of about life in the Greek Orthodox Youth of America. It definitely wasn't being racist and then trying to finger girls in churches, which I did one time. It was pretty cool. How about you guys? Any youth experiences? You were in some kind of Jewish youth
camp. Oh yeah, plenty.
Adam, stop rubbing the microphone on your mouth. It picks up on the it sounds like somebody doing and undoing Velcro. Because you can't.
What about this?
You can't just hold the
microphone.
It's
just my lips. My lips is
no, you're not. They're not. They're not too nice.
My lips can't is hold,
too big. I know what you were going to say.
You can't they're just not. Hold the microphone up with your arm.
My arm is too weak.
Is this a rep for Adam?
You're just maxing out.
Right? One.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Prank phone calls?
Yeah, prank phone calls with the boys.
One time, my friend David kept getting kicked out of schools for smoking weed.
Nice. Whoa, so, this guy sounds cool.
Yeah, he was cool. I mean, it was like sixth grade, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. He started real early.
Did he fuck? Best. Those are the best kids. The ones that started like smoking cigarettes when they're eight.
Yeah. He was that kid. Yeah. We saw him in New Orleans. He was that kid we saw in New Orleans who's now... Like, when we saw him, he was, like, 26, and he had 5 kids. He married an Orthodox Jewish woman. Yeah, and I asked him, I was like, which one do you like the best? He's, like, the second one by far.
He had an answer
ready to go. He's, like, the first one I don't like him. He's too religious.
Yeah, he just lives in, like, Bywater.
Yeah, he lives like in New Orleans.
What a shit place to raise a family.
Yeah,
is he
it's
like
fucking
no, he
Katrina devastated.
No,
Bywater.
He lives in Marinette. What's it called?
Marinette.
Yeah,
Marinette. Marinette's cool.
Yeah, that's where he lives. Yeah.
Was he living Metairie or the Marinette?
Metairie. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, he was a really bad kid. And
is he
like
super religious now? Like he married an Orthodox.
No, he like
and
yeah
a bunch?
His. I think he got an Orthodox girl pregnant and they had to get married or some shit. Yeah,
dude, just
whatever.
Skip town.
He got married when we were like sophomores in college. We got a call and he's like, yo, I'm getting married. You gotta come. anyway, but he was like hilariously, he was like the wild kid. He had no fear. And his parents, as a last resort, after getting kicked out of his like third or fourth school, just got a rabbi to be his private tutor. And
he's just so it's like a Finding Forrester situation.
Yeah, I guess he just had this.
You remember that movie?
Finding Forrester.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the man now, dog.
Does anyone remember what happens in that movie?
I didn't see it.
Sean Connery befriends a black child and then says,
"You're the man now, dog."
It. Nobody remembers the story.
No, he was a basketball star in a New York City private school.
Not
he
a
got
single
recruited.
Person can remember the story.
He got recruited because he was good at basketball, but he was also secretly good at writing. And F. Murray Abraham was the evil teacher that thought that a black could never be a good writer.
Yeah. That's the plot?
And then he submitted a story.
No black will ever write letters in my school. Like, sir, it's 1996.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
And then Anna...
the villain was a racist guy in the mid-90s in New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Sir, what character are you supposed to be? I don't get it.
And then his older brother was played... by Busta Rhymes.
Ooh, nice.
Who I remember in one scene, there's one scene where he's really going for like, maybe I could get best supporting actor. There's one scene in particular.
Is he turning it on big
where
time?
Where he's like, they give you everything and then they take it all away. You know, he's like really, he like does the
fist. A little over the top, you think?
Yeah, way over the top. Mm. Anyway, my friend David was getting...
Remember that Bernie Mac show episode where he's like trying to be a serious actor in his movie where he plays like a retarded guy or something.
Oh no, that's
and then
awesome.
Everyone's like sitting around watching the movie and they're all like laughing their asses off at him as a retarded guy. He's like, it's not a comedy.
The Bernie Mac show fucking
Racine called me up the other day and he's like, I like pick up, he's like, hey Adam, you remember like Bernie Mac, like the whole point of the show was that like his nephew was gay.
Yeah, in his stand-up that it's based off of,
yeah,
it's like there's a 10-minute chunk about how he's gay.
He's sashaying down the steps. Yeah. I want some milk and cookies.
Yeah, milk and cookies. And then they just wrote a show.
And then,
the
whole show
kid
about
is
it.
Totally sort of gay. The whole thing.
Yeah, and then I was just like, yeah, I remember that. He's like, okay, all right, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. I was like, Racine asked me if I'd seen Dunkirk.
I saw it. It was great.
I had Dunkerque. I saw it in Greece in an outdoor movie theater.
Oh, chill, dude.
It was fucking tight.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac show, though, that his wife on that show boy, did I do some beating off to her.
Was she hot? I don't
remember. Oh my God, was she hot.
I mean, Bernie, we could all agree.
She was unbelievable.
Best king of comedy by far, right?
It's not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. Yeah. Although, yeah.
He's the Ron White of the Kings of Comedy.
Yes. Yeah. He's got something going on.
Ron Black. That's what he is.
There you go.
Yes.
DeRon. Yes. DeRon Black.
Those jeans that he's wearing in the I Ain't Scared of You Motherfuckers are like...
Which...
That is the hottest look.
It rules.
Of all
Your
time.
Own face airbrushed.
He had like a waistcoat on, a collarless... like dress shirt and then those fucking mom jeans that were airbrushed with his own face on.
I want some fucking jeans airbrushed with my face.
I think
dude.
We should all get NBA jeans, just the
of
three
course,
of us.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah.
I've seen those come back around though.
I think it's like a thing again.
Which I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I wanted to
you
start.
You gotta be cool. You
I
want to
be cool.
First
gotta be
I
gotta
first
be
person.
Cool. I gotta suck dick. I gotta fuck ass. I gotta eat pussy.
That's good.
They were Thank playing. You. They were playing like Sade in the Home Depot.
Sade.
Yeah.
It's Sade.
I know it is, but I'm.
Oh, lounging. He's doing your
You're
bit.
Doing my
he's stealing
thing?
Your
I'm not,
bit.
I'm not doing your bit. I said it wrong.
I
legitimately just said it wrong.
Well, sometimes I do that too.
No, you don't, bitch.
Yeah, sometimes I do.
No, fuck you.
But you'll never know. That's
no one
secret.
Gives a fuck, dude.
That's the trick.
You never do it. You never. You always try to do it.
Okay, Stavros.
God damn it.
That was an accident.
Shut up.
Anyway, what was should I?
Oh, you piece of shit.
Yeah, in the Home Depot. It was just funny.
That's when we had the big fucking...
Yeah.
It was funny.
That is funny.
It felt out of place. I mean, first of all, it feels like there shouldn't be music on at Home Depot.
That is true. They
I go there. I go there to just bask in my own competence.
Yeah.
I don't want to have it interrupted by, you know...
Yeah,
whatever weird music they're playing.
Yeah, like
the Superman
fighting.
Song.
Yeah,
wow, that's crazy.
Shut up.
That is pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You guys don't even go to Home Depot.
Wow, no,
that's incredible.
Wow, that was one of the
that
most incredible. Wow, that felt so good.
Oh, we should kiss, dude.
Synergy. Jay
nice.
Duh.
Mwah. Jay Duh. What were we talking about before? Oh,
that,
Bernie Mac.
That nursing home. Did you guys read about that?
What nursing home?
This is like a nursing home in Houston that like the air conditioner shut off. And
oh, the lady died? The old lady died?
No, like everyone in the nursing home died.
Damn.
Was it that like picture of all those old people that were like sitting
in
the flood?
I think this happened in every nursing home.
How old?
But people were like outraged. You know what?
At a certain point.
Full disclaimer, I don't know any of the details or really what I'm referencing. It's something I think I heard.
I don't want to be that old and live, dude. Yeah, kill me, dude.
Have you ever been in a fucking nursing home?
It's horrible.
People are like, oh, this is tragic. Those old people cooked to death in a fucking...
A nursing home
is
the saddest
swamp.
Place.
And it's like, yeah, that is a step below how they normally
yeah,
expire.
Yeah. How hot they like it.
Shitting themselves to death while a Southeast Asian woman who doesn't
in
speak
scrubs.
English is fucking adjusting their catheter. It's like not, it's a fucking horrible way to live.
It's a retirement community.
Yeah. I want to die.
That's
why
what you
I'm
get. You know,
fat.
It's just like that Billy Joel song, Only the
Being
good.
Gay.
Only come the on, we're trying to get that girl Virginia to suck his dick. Yeah. The point of that song is you should suck Billy Joel's dick and die of mouth hepatitis at age 27. Because if you live old, then you fucked up, dude.
He was trying to get sucked off by a girl named
Speaking
Virginia.
Speaking of old, Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, come on, Virginia, please suck my dick. I won't tell anyone. Just kidding, I'm going to immediately tell everyone at school.
Only the good drink come.
There we go.
I got my dick sucked by a teen. I'm 34 years old. Whatever. This song.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. I'd like to believe that he goes around cruising for
teen puss.
Yeah, for teen vag on his
Is
motorcycle.
He still married to Christy Brinkley? No, right?
No. He's had a series of failed relationships.
I'm pretty sure Christy Brinkley's
women.
Dead.
No.
She's not dead.
I think she died in like 1987.
She's alive
no,
as hell, dude.
Did.
She's alive. I fucked her yesterday.
Oh, no.
Fucking assholes.
You fucked a dead body, dude.
No. I'm pretty sure she was alive.
You sucked off some man that said he was Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, she had a really big cock.
Is that
she had a really big clit.
The Dana Gould joke about people showing up to L.A. for the first time.
No.
It's like their first week in L.A. They're like, yeah, I met Cher the other night. Her clit was so big it could barely fit up my ass. Yeah. It's like, you didn't meet Cher. He's the funniest guy in the world.
He is a funny dude.
He's really funny.
Up there. Up there with the greats.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald, Dana Gould, me.
Me, but more than Nick.
No,
Adam, very low.
Adam, not even on the list at all.
It's an honor to be on the list.
You're not on the list at all.
Funny looking. It's an honor to be even low on funny looking.
Funny looking.
Funny looking, maybe.
Yeah, shout out to the fan that made the website of me. As per Nick's instruction.
Who has the shittiest face?
You know, the next question is, if Nick told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it?
Is that the next question?
Yeah, that's my next question.
Okay, let's do it. No.
Yeah.
How about you, Adam? If you said you're kicked off the show if you don't jump off this bridge, would you do it?
Which bridge?
It's you would survive.
A small bridge?
Yeah, it's small.
Adam would float down like a feather.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, dude. Yeah, so it's... How's everybody doing? It's good to be back. You know, I don't think I've asked you guys if you fucked recently. For a while.
I'm in a relationship now.
Wow, you're in a committed long distance relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name?
With a celebrity.
What's his name?
It's Joey from Blossom.
Yeah. What the fuck is that family's name? What is their name? There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, great reference, dude. Did you even watch Blossom? Was that show even on when you were a kid?
Mayim Bialik, The Hats. Yeah, I think I saw a couple of
that. Is this a fucking thing you don't even know what you're talking
that,
about?
That lady's on fucking
The Big Bang the Big Theory. Bang Theory. Yeah.
She's like very Jewish.
She's the woman
and
nerd.
And annoying as shit.
She plays the woman nerd.
Yeah.
It's important lesson for people to learn is that women can be
they
autistic
have a character
too.
That just like talks like this.
Sheldon.
They have one that no there's
got
one
a
that,
spin-off show now,
the young
no,
Sheldon.
No, but there's one that has just a lisp. I think
that's got to be the worst idea for a show of all time.
Unless, how about this?
I mean, everyone will watch it, obviously, but
maybe it's like Looper where the regular Sheldon comes back and kills the baby Sheldon.
How about I'm just gonna make a show without permission and pay for the ads on the bus. And it's me doing the bow tie thing, you mm-hmm. know, like young
like
Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
But then the name of the show is The Guy That Molested Sheldon. Tuesdays on NBC. The Guy That Molested Sheldon, following young Sheldon. And it's all about my exploits, the trials and tribulations of being the man that sexually gratified himself inside of young Sheldon's ass.
Holy fuck, that's good shit, dude.
I wonder if
that is primo good shit. How much do you think a fucking bus ad costs? Just one. All we need is one bus, really.
Yeah, right.
For the pick.
Yeah.
You know?
A school bus, preferably. One of those Hasidic school buses.
Hey, I got a fucking I got an itch that lets me know. They will probably do it for a little bit of scratch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That'd be a cool speed, like speed 3, like a Hasidic school
yeah,
bus
they'd be
of
like,
children.
Be like, you want to put the sign up saying you rape Sheldon? In between each other, subtitles, is Sheldon Jewish? They're like, no, he's not. They're like, yeah, you can do it. It's fine.
Do you do it for what? $30?
Maybe 32. I love the idea. You're doing a deal with Hasidic guys and you're like, we'll give you $1.6 million, you know, for the building. Well, how about a $67 million cash deal? We get these three buildings on this block. And the guy's like, how about the $67 million and $1?
Okay.
Hey, you maybe 67 million in $2.
Fuck. Literally keep doing that until you fucking force them to stop.
Dude. That's a good sketch.
Well, you know, I don't. I fucking still cracking myself up about the Hasidic firefighters.
Yeah.
Not too much.
I don't know if I ever did that on the podcast.
Why don't you tell the good folks
my
at home?
Favorite bit, the last funny bit I wrote before I quit stand up about the Hasidic fire department showing up.
Well, to clarify, they have their own paramedics, they have their own cops.
Yeah.
They also have their own fire department.
So the fire department shows up and they just have a garden hose. And then one of them starts spraying, and then the older one's like, oh, not so much water, Jacob. It's pretty pricey water. You don't want to spend all the money on the water. Maybe a little bit less.
Woo! Just straight up racism.
I mean, they're ethnically like the Hasids in South Brooklyn in particular are like shitty landlords that exploit
they're
social
horrible.
Services.
They're bad people.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's like a fucking insular community that like abuses
rapes
all
people.
Of,
yeah.
No, all those people are like, I mean, the church. They're oppressed by the church. It's like making fun of. So it's not the same.
It's also a
funny.
Cool.
It's a funny voice.
It's a great voice. It's an incredible
voice.
That's probably part of the reason anti-Semitism is like so has spread so easily. Uh-huh. Is it's a fun voice to do.
Yeah.
No, I think it's because we wash our hands more than everyone else. We get the black plague like everyone else. And
you didn't get the black plague?
No, because everyone was eating
well,
rats.
Well, yeah, Jews didn't work. None of them had jobs. They had all the money, so
you didn't have to go to that's so true.
And in the
factories, they washed their hands.
In the factories that were owned by the Jews, instead of paying people, they were giving them the plague.
They didn't own factories.
Because people would ask for raises, and so
come on into the raise room.
Yeah.
And that's where you got the plague.
Just filled with rats. Yeah, and razor blades.
Please inject yourself with this syringe, which we invented.
Yeah. Those were not around during the Black Plague.
Yeah.
But those guys in South Williamsburg are like a very particular sect of Hasid, and they don't believe in Israel. And they like,
oh nice,
yeah.
Well, that makes two of us, huh?
They're like they think that
they think that Jews are only supposed to exist in other states,
in South Williamsburg,
because like part of Judaism is like you have to
steal other people's.
No, you have to like navigate Judaism within the confines of like whatever state you're a parasite.
No, that's not
parasite. Well, it's a parasitic religion.
No,
so
they
for
think
Israel to, for the Jews to have their own country. It's sort of
sure.
You know, it's
no.
Like a,
they think that you they can
what
only
is the, what
have
is the
their
virus
own country.
Do if it can't
right, no host.
Yeah, right.
No. What does a tick suck off if it's left alone to its own devices?
Oh, God.
They're a clever disease.
The Jew is a natural spy.
Dude, I don't Nixon want any rules. Jews at the party.
I don't want any. Yeah, he's getting mad at Kissinger for getting laid too much.
You can't trust those Jews.
Kissinger fucks.
Yeah, Kissinger fucks.
That's so annoying.
Everybody
yeah,
in power
is.
Fucks.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, he's hideous.
He's
too.
A horrible person.
Yeah,
horrible,
terrible
looking.
Person. Yeah, mass murderer.
Yeah,
but apparently.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about like the resistance is like, yeah, nobody wants to fuck Donald Trump, and it's like, yeah, there's plenty of fucking idiots to do.
Sure,
he could even if he wasn't president, he could
just
still
having
continue to fuck and have a better life than you.
Yeah, 100%.
Because he's a rich person.
He's just rich as hell.
Even
yeah.
if he has half as much money as he says he does.
If you have like just $10,000, you could fuck.
What?
I mean, I have $10,000.
If you're holding it,
you've accumulated $10,000. If you have $10,000 in your bank account,
yeah.
I mean, shit, that's a lot of money.
That's
to have
rich,
in your bank
dude.
Account. Yeah.
I can't wait to be rich one day.
Yeah, well,
I know it seems like we're rich guys, but
yeah,
none
all
of
that,
us save money. All
that, yeah, I mean, all of that money goes to bullshit that I purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I actually get any of that money.
No, if you look at it that way,
yeah. That's a good way.
We don't
of
really
it.
Get any of the money from Patreon.
We don't
keep
you understand?
Any of it.
I'm like incapable of saving money.
Yeah,
being smart with it.
Oh yeah,
I spent a lot of it on cocaine. To be honest with you,
yep.
which I found clever ways to write off on my taxes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like,
you write it off as a medical expense. Because I haven't checked with an accountant, but
no, it sounds right.
If I can get myself diagnosed with clinical cocaine addiction,
yes,
that it's a disease,
mm-hmm.
and the medicine is
more cowbell.
It's like of a fever, or feed a fever, starve a cold.
Yeah.
Feed a cocaine addiction, starve being gay.
Starve yourself to afford more cocaine.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
I've been done blowing a while. Actually, wait, that's not true.
A lot of people think that we're doing it on the podcast every episode.
Yeah, it's because I always have like some kind of sinus infection.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've only done it when we've explicitly said we are on cocaine right
now.
That
is true. We've only done like two or three episodes.
Yeah. Cocaine Cowboys 1 and 2.
No, there was another time.
Was a half one where we lied.
We sort of did a little coke. Yeah,
we're like a tiny amount of coke. That doesn't count. Anyway,
that definitely doesn't count.
Yeah, so sorry to burst.
But
your bubble.
Speaking of being rich, though, we did hit 20 G's a month. So shouts out, salute to the hard cocked.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Boys. I swear to God, I know I keep saying that there's a web series coming.
There it is.
Actually, we do. We are going to.
We have a meeting on Saturday with our boy.
What the fuck are you talking? No, we don't.
We don't.
Today
is Saturday.
It's Saturday at 8 fucking p.m. You retard.
Today's Friday.
Is it?
No. Saturday. Today is Saturday. I mean Sunday. I don't know.
Whatever, man.
No, he tried to pull the Jada kiss on you.
Jada.
That's what a Jada kiss is, when you lie to somebody about what day it is.
Really?
That's where he got his name.
That's a Judah kiss.
Oh, damn.
Bitch.
Amanda kiss?
Amanda hug and kiss.
Mo's Tavern. Yeah, is Jada kiss there? Jada kissoo. A Jada kiss. Hey, everybody, I'm looking for a Jada kiss. Ha ha ha.
That's a good ass.
That's
bitch,
a good
dude.
One. Yeah. Bark should have done that.
Bark's calling. Listen, you piece of shit. You little fucking faggot. If I ever find you, I'm going to fucking shit your fucking ass.
You know Mo says the N-word.
Oh, of course you
know. You know Mo fucking lets the slurs fly.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Simpsons with cussing and slurs.
It would be, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually what the web series is. Way to blow it.
And thanks to everyone. That's the web series.
That would be good.
Me editing customers.
I'm gay.
Into the Simpsons.
That's Barney.
Yeah. Mr. fucking Burns.
I'm gay.
That's a good one, dude.
Smithers, you gay guy?
I fucked Bart.
Yeah. No, the web series is I've taken all of the characters from
I
the
fucked Bart's ass
from the Chuck E. Cheese band.
Good.
It sounds nothing like him.
It doesn't sound like Bart.
I made him suck my dick.
It sounds like Eldest. It's a different Eldest.
Okay, I got that out of my system.
Did you?
I fucked his ass. All right, now it's done for sure.
Nice, dude.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to change my name to Stavros Velhalkias now.
You have to.
How do I do that? How do I change my name?
At $30,000, I'm joining the Israeli Defense Forces and no longer on the podcast.
Everyone needs... At 30 G's, you both should become...
They're sending me straight to Gaza.
Nicholas Vel Mullen and Adam Vel Friedland.
No, I'm going to do something. If we get to 40, which would be so much money.
I know. That would be so fucking retarded.
That would be... I got to get some kind of surgery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Elective surgery?
Yeah.
I'll get a wig.
It's
going to
be something
weave.
Cool.
I'll get a blonde...
It's not going to be dumb surgery, dude.
I'll get a blonde curly weave.
Yeah, your ears switched?
Yeah. My ears switched.
Fucking upside down ears?
Nah, I don't know about surgery. What would be a fun thing to do?
Like more tracksuits.
Get your leg chop. Just get a prosthetic leg.
I've already
leg.
Done all the dumb shit that I could do.
Get a prosthetic leg for fun.
I get a Lambo.
Uh-huh. A Lambo?
Yeah.
A Testarossa?
Lambo to record the podcast in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stretch Lambo.
The mobile studio. Whatever happened to getting a van?
I'm
going to
get an Aventador and then have a limo company stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way too long.
Is that
long.
What limo companies do?
Well, you go to
they stretch
you,
cars.
You got, they, yeah, you got they take cars and then well, like limo
saw
companies,
them in half.
Limo companies will take frames and extend them, and then they it's
really
like, yeah, it's like custom carriage companies.
I didn't know that.
Like, if you ever see like a Hummer, you know, like limo or whatever. Yeah,
can we get
like
a PT Cruiser limo?
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be tight.
Yeah, you can stretch any frame.
You can any frame is kind of like Adam's asshole.
Yeah, kind of.
Because you can stretch it easily.
Yeah. I never understood.
And often.
My asshole is surprisingly
resilient. A stretch limo is different than a limo.
Return to form.
A limo,
what?
A limo is just a car. A stretch limo is the one people think of when they think of a limousine.
What the fuck? What's a limo?
A limo is just a black car.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Really? It's got to be gotta be those little limos.
A town car is a limousine.
No, it isn't.
A stretch limousine is a limousine that's been stretched.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know, right?
A limo is just a black car?
Well, it's like a town car or something. It's got Landau.
No, I don't
Landau
this.
Bars on the back.
I don't accept
any
this.
Car with Landau bars.
What's a Landau bar? Landau bar?
Yeah, so Landau bar is like that fucking S thing that's on the side of hearses.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's a decorative feature.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know.
I would like to get like an
Impala.
And that
concludes
maybe.
The automotive chat portion of the show.
Have you guys ever gotten head in a limousine?
No.
Done anything cool in a limousine?
Have you?
No, I would have loved to. I've gotten head in a Nissan station wagon.
That's not a limousine.
And also kind a Toyota Camry.
I've gotten head in. I've gotten head. Yeah. I've gotten head in cars, but that's not. That's not a fucking limousine. You know?
All right. What kind of cars have you gotten head in?
Like every car
ever made.
Yeah. Every car there is.
I've self-sucked.
Well, certainly every car I've ever driven, and then any car any girl I've dated has driven.
Sure. Wow. Any car.
I think, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Every I mean, not like, you know,
were
like
you a fucking
vehicles.
The car guy?
Sometimes, yeah.
When you live with your parents.
Yeah. When you're a teen, true. Fucking in the car is big.
I didn't fuck as a teen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's like. Yeah, what the sweet pleasures are like.
There's always
besides
time.
Besides getting molested, when did you lose your virginity?
You're
like young, right?
I was 15. I guess that's normal
pretty young.
Age.
For a boy, that's young,
yeah.
I feel like.
For a boy.
I remember girls
were
like,
a weird
yeah,
thing.
I'm 15 and I got fucked by a 22-year-old
yeah.
community college.
That's yeah.
I'd be like, when
guys.
Is it my turn to do that?
There was guys. There
I
was
can't
girls,
wait till I'm 22.
I get the fuck.
There was girls that I would hook up with that were like also fucking like 21, 22
Jesus
year olds.
Jesus Christ!
And it's
that's
like you know,
so
yeah,
crazy.
They have their own
that's,
apartment and shit, and it's like,
gross.
No, that's a pedophile.
Yeah. It's, man, he's like talking to a child. Like, what do you yeah. say?
Well, those guys always suck. They're
that's
like
true. They're fucking
know.
Stupid as shit.
Yeah, they go to high school parties.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, I'm like, fuck, yeah, you got to be a fucking extreme
loser,
22-year-old hooking up with like raver, you know, 15-year-olds.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. What a horrible thing.
Zob's like, that's the thing I like about these high school dropout girls. The fatter I get, they still won't fuck me.
I was, speaking of people that
how old were you?
When I fucked?
Yeah.
20.
20?
I didn't fuck till late in the game.
I was 17.
Nice.
Almost 18. Almost. I am
16.
11,
going
59.
On 17.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was like
I'm
less than a month.
My pussy fucked for the first time. You know what I was thinking about the other day is instead of the sound of music.
Did I ever tell the story the first time I got jerked off and the cum splashed right
yes,
into my face?
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
That we said that episode 2 actually. Yeah, episode
that was one of the
2
first, that
real
was,
hip hop.
That was when you thought the show actually had to be about cum. And you confused me trying to come up with the worst possible name for a podcast with
honestly,
the actual
can
theme.
We do worse than cum down? What honestly, I've
come around on Cumtown. I think it's the best fucking
yeah
name.
Because great people name. Don't understand how fucking prescient I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, prescient.
I am what you call a genius.
Honestly, like
I am what they would refer to as a brilliant man who has the best ideas when it comes to marketing and advertising. Mm-hmm. And everyone should just trust me. You should also hire me to write copy for your company.
That's right.
Yeah, welcome to Jiffy Lube.
That would be cool.
What are you going to do? Change your oil yourself? You're a fucking mongoloid.
That's good.
Get on in here, dummy.
Why don't we quit comedy and then start an advertising agency?
Mad Men style.
You got me at quit comedy.
Yeah.
Mad Men style. Mad Men. We should be like Mad
First
Men.
First thing we have to do, fuck our secretary.
Exactly. Well, that's okay. Step one.
It's okay. It's going to be a little expensive.
Nick has to fall off the wagon. We got to get drunk at work.
Absolutely. $12,000 suits, all of us. Gray suits.
Gray suits, yeah.
Gray 12,000. We start smoking Lucky Strikes.
You know how many naps Don Draper takes? Ton of naps.
Redhead, big titties.
Yeah.
That I want to fuck, but I never do. I'm Don Draper.
That's a lot of ladies. Then you never, I'm Don Draper.
We're never going to see those tits, dude.
Yes, I will.
It's never going to happen.
What's her name?
Christina Hendricks.
Hendricks, yeah.
They're never going
to
show up.
Jimi Hendrix. I would love to suck on her titties. Can I say something here? I would love to have sex with Christina Hendricks.
Dude, that is a wild.
He's lying.
That's why people listen to the show, for those wild takes.
Dude, I'm not lying, dude.
Stav's lying.
You're lying, dude.
I do want to have sex with her.
Dude, for anyone listening, Stav, I saw it was sitting on his hand and his fingers were crossed.
Dude, shut up. I was crossing them about something else.
Yo, you're crossing them about...
Yeah, not about... It was about something else.
I was crossing them. Come on, bro.
Shut up, bitch.
All right.
You know what I wish sometimes?
That you were straight?
No, that you were serious about wanting to fuck Christina Hendricks.
Dude, I am.
No, dude.
You wish that sometimes?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, before today?
Yeah, it like taints our friendship, but I know you're lying about it.
I don't like liars. I don't like schemers, and I don't like
dude,
people.
I'm not scheming. First
you're
of all,
you're scheming and you're lying.
Okay, you're descendant from schemers.
You know what's so funny?
Yeah, and that's why I try extra hard not to.
There's a character on the Thomas the Tank Engine show named Schemer.
George Carlin?
No, named Schemer. There's a character named Schemer.
Who's a Jewish train?
No, he's like...
He's an old Auschwitz train?
No, he's like a sleazy guy, but he looks exactly like Ben O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, you were saying about that guy. That's Schemer?
Yeah. His name is Mr. Schemer, and he looks exactly like Ben O'Brien.
Yeah, maybe Ben should start scheming.
Yeah.
I want that asshole to come move to New York.
That's a good song, Stay Scheming.
Oh, that's a great song. Kobe, Kobe, my N-word. What's the line? I hate it had to be him.
I hate it had
yeah,
to be
yeah.
him.
Yeah, it's like, no, Kobe.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Kobe, no. He's like, I hate it had to be Kobe. Why, dude?
It's a good men's rights message.
But the idea that Drake is really sad it's Kobe.
Oh, yeah, that really does look like Ben with
it
hair.
It looks exactly like Ben.
Yeah.
Ben's
a good looking guy. He looks a little bit like Justin Long too.
You heard it here first, folks. Adam wants to have sex with
fuck
Ben O'Brien.
That's why I stole his bit, dude.
Straight up steal it.
I stole it because I want his attention.
Like the next episode, word for word.
That's fucking. You'll never let me live.
I think it'd be funny. We're gonna try and allow Tim Dillon to sexually assault you.
Yeah, we have to have Tim as a guest. He wants to fuck
no,
you.
No, we're gonna roofie Adam and let Tim.
Oh, and he wakes up getting fucked by, getting sucked off.
I might do that. That would actually be funny to me.
It would be
if
funny
if
to
Tim
me too.
Dillon raped me.
Yeah.
Seriously,
I know
I would
laugh. Funny.
Yeah, I legitimately funny. Okay. Maybe fucks your ass, but sucks your dick. Who cares? Really?
Yeah, it would fuck you.
How
up
could he suck my dick if I'm sleeping?
You would be permanently fucked up.
No,
in the
he's
head.
Got no, gay it skills. Wouldn't. It wouldn't fuck me up because I'm modern. I'm a modern.
So it wouldn't. So we can do it.
Modern masculinity.
So you're giving us permission to do it.
No, you don't have permission, but I would be able to, carry on living.
Can we have permission?
No, I'm not going to give you permission to be molested by a 400-pound gay man.
Please.
Well, you said please. I don't know. I appreciate you being nice about it.
Can we?
I don't know. Maybe if you give me money or something.
Okay, how much? $20.
When's the new Star Wars movie come out?
They can't find a director. I think J.J. Abrams is back on.
What happened to Rian Johnson? He was just writing it?
Rian Johnson wrote it. The other guy got fired.
Why did they fire
J.J. Abrams came back. Got fired for molesting a child.
I was going to ask that as a joke, but then I was like, yeah, probably.
No, didn't he just get fired for creative differences or some shit?
Whatever. I don't get how that even works. That must be so crazy to like get fired in the middle of production on a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've recommended it on the show before, but if you haven't seen Lost Soul, the Richard Stanley documentary, that is a fantastic documentary.
It's really incredible.
Richard Stanley, who's that?
He's you, bitch.
He's Paul the Stanley. Guy that wrote Island of Dr. Moreau.
He's the Starman.
He adapted
Kiss.
It. No, no, he's that's a gay Paul guy Stanley. With
a
big
Paul Stanley. Now that's a guy who's Stanley. Got classic gay mouth. Classic
well,
gay mouth.
He's wearing lipstick.
No, dude. The rest of them are wearing lipstick too. He's got that big wet
Gene
mouth.
Simmons, big old Trump, dude. Big of old course. Trump.
Gene Simmons sucks my dick,
he
dude.
He sucks dick.
Although I do, I bang with some Kiss stuff, dude. Every yeah. once in a while, I'll throw a little Kiss on.
How about Jada Kiss?
Oh,
Kiss fuck. Jada Kiss.
Now we're on to something.
Jada Kiss and Kiss makeup.
Yep.
So what's you think Kiss is pissed off at Insane Clown Posse for like stealing their thing?
Interesting.
Everyone's like an Insane Clown Posse fan now. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, because they're like anti-Trump. Yeah.
Anti-Trump.
Kiss stands for what again? It's Kikes and Shitty Spandex. KISS. What sound effect is that?
Huh?
What sound
That's
effect?
A small woo.
Oh, yeah. Whoop. Whoop. I do apologize for that slur, but I saw an opportunity and I had to slam dunk that baby from half court.
Listen, you get permission from me.
Thanks, man.
You can use it strategically and cleverly.
Peter, yeah. You know, I think only
that
one
was,
of them...
That was a razor-sharp strike, dude. That was a laser...
Beautiful stuff.
Laser...
That was really great, thanks, man.
Laser.
Congratulations.
That's my future as being a middle-aged guy that's like, look, I didn't mean to say the N-word there, but and I have this that accent for whatever reason. I just, you know, I saw my opportunity. I said, babe, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to say the N-word. You know, I know you're usually in a business deal, the worst thing you could possibly do is say the N-word. I saw a laser-guided opportunity to say the N-word there in a clever way.
Yep.
A way that, look, this is Shales.
In a business deal?
This is Shales. You're working in a Shales opportunity.
Shales.
Okay. I do B2B sales. It stands for... Blacks to blacks. I did it again. Oh, fuck. Oh, what if it was BNB? That would be fucking... Oh, I tell you. Airbnb. You know what Airbnb stands for? No, please. Don't leave the meeting. No, we'll get down to it. Yeah, 15 pallets for $25 a quarter. Look, I've been doing these sales my entire life. And I tell you, if you got a laser-guided opportunity to drop a couple of hoo-ha slurs in there, you fucking take it, pal.
I like your Pacino at the end.
What's that?
Your Pacino by the end.
By the end of it, who knows who I am? Maybe now a completely different guy.
Where's the Valero boss?
Brian.
Where's the Valero boss, dude? What was his name?
Brian.
Brian.
Oh, it's Brian.
Yeah. I'm retired.
It started off just as a Rich Miller impression. Do you guys know Rich?
No.
Good guy. Kind of a weirdo. It's Dennis Miller's brother. He books a bunch of comedy clubs.
Is he a right-winger like Dennis?
No, Rich, if you're listening, book me. I would be surprised if Rich Miller likes Trump. I'm sure he hates him.
Mm-hmm.
But he is like a weird... He's just kind of a weird, intense guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they tried to get Dennis Miller to do Monday Night Football and
was fucking
the
awful.
Worst?
That was fucking horrendous.
He was like, that reminds me of when Hannibal tried to cross the Alps. Anyway, third
is
and two.
That,
for
is
the,
that your Dennis Miller impression?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to do
that. Hey, everybody. It's me, Dennis
it's
Miller.
It's me, Dennis Miller.
I'm trying to do his stupid.
You're really bad at impressions unless it's like a friend of yours.
Eric, yeah. That's good it. At doing Eric.
Okay. Yeah, do Eric.
So anyway, there's this bitch. Okay, and there's this bitch who's she's lived in Spokane. She's ahead of there's no black people in Spokane, but this bitch was head of the NWACP. But NWACP. She was white, dude.
Eric,
she was white,
ladies and gentlemen. Eric Trump, Adam's best friend.
Yeah, good friend. Actually, one of my best friends is Baron Trump, or as I like to call him, the expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The expert in what?
I love that name.
He's
Baron.
Got the t-shirt.
It's like Aaron, but with a B. You know what I said to myself? I said, Aaron, there's a great name. It's got too many A's in it. A-A-R-O-N. It bothers me. So I changed the A, first A, to the second best letter you could get, B. And I said, that's his name, Baron.
That's good.
That's where it came from.
That is very good. Baron Trump sucks. That's a terrible... Baron is a horrible name.
He's retarded.
It's like King... Isn't Baron like a...
You're like a guy, right?
Yeah, a baron is like a earl.
It's landed gentry, I think.
Yes, yes.
Some type of landed gentry.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was landed. I wish I had a big fucking plot with a manor with some 500-year-old
serfs on it.
With family manor. No, nobody there. No caretaker. The place has gone to shit. I'm insane.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The whole thing's filled with urine. I go into town with my dick hanging out of my sweatpants. I'm like, do you know who I am, sir? Just get being removed from the post office for eating stamps.
Dog, we're going back to serfdom.
Montgomery Gentry,
rich motherfuckers,
yeah. Gentry
are gonna have their own little compounds, and they're gonna make us fucking, you know, till their soil and shit.
You're rich now, dude. We're all rich.
Sure, we're rich, but we're gonna have serfs.
Yeah.
And we're going to get prima nocta, dude.
Yeah, no, yeah, dude, I mean, we started this show because we're avowed hardcore socialists and we believed in wealth redistribution.
Now we're not anymore.
No, all the wealth was redistributed to me.
That's right.
Yeah,
which is what I wanted as a socialist.
Yeah.
What part of the rich have too much money, I should have all of the money instead of them, didn't you understand? That's what socialism is.
Yeah.
Is when you want to take the 1% and then take all their money away and give it to you personally.
Yes.
And then you get to be the rich guy.
Exactly.
And everybody gets a turn being the rich guy.
Once and it rules.
Day. Yeah.
We got another, what, like 2 years tops?
That would be a funny
then
method.
We're
going to
die.
That would be a funny method of wealth redistribution.
Everyone gets to be rich for like a year.
You get a fucking, like a literal 15-minute window to have $1 billion and do whatever you can with it. And if you snooze through it, shit, it could come at any time. You might as well not fall asleep. That's why everyone who participates.
Shit. You do coke for a year.
You got to stay up because you never know when you're going to get your number pulled.
Mm.
It could be 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and there's a text from, you know, one of those government Amber Alert numbers and it says, $1 billion is now yours, and then you have 15 minutes, and then 15 minutes.
What
later,
if everything's closed?
It's
dude.
Expired.
What if Amazon, fucking Taco Bell's closed?
Amazon.com.
That's what I would do.
Taco Bell.
If I got the.
I'll go to a diner.
$1 billion.
And get steak at a diner.
You know what I would buy? You know what I would buy first?
Breast implants.
No.
It's an estrogen, a bunch of that.
Yeah. A full hormone show, full hormone treatment.
Yeah, two pussies. I want to be
a backup pussy in case one goes out.
I want to be
you're getting fucked really
even
hard.
More of a girl.
I was gonna say
he's got
a second pussy in a little glass case in case
they put the first one on wrong because he's never seen a pussy and it's like where a 5-year-old thinks it is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like on the front of the stomach.
I was gonna say
it is lower than you think. That
how
first
about
time.
How about this? No one cares what you were gonna say.
I was gonna say a water park that only the three of us could go to.
That's but cool. Whatever. I'll piss on every slide,
yeah,
bitch.
That's a water park. That's
I'm gonna
cool.
shit, dude. I'm gonna be like, Adam, go down first. And then wait for me
with my mouth open at the bottom.
Yeah. Keep your mouth open. Yeah,
I don't understand why you're asking me to do this, but okay.
And close your eyes, yeah. Bitch.
We're coming. Just open your mouth at the bottom of the slide.
And my turd just slowly goes into your mouth.
Dude, we deserve every penny we've earned. I'm going to buy a Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn rules.
What's that?
It's the
a
one
water
in
park
Texas.
In Texas where you have
really?
To be Christian to go in.
Do you?
Yeah, dude.
I only know it from like Travel Channel, America's Best Water Parks.
Damn.
You know, and it's always number one.
It's, well, it was founded by escaped SS officers.
Yeah, that's why it has the German theme.
Yeah.
Schlitterbahn.
Texas is very
there's
German.
One slide that just goes right into a little camp.
Right
you know,
into
they're like,
Auschwitz
Adam,
tunnel.
You get over here. This one's even more fun, is what they tell you.
Water parks are so fucking fun, dude. I want to go to... they're probably... Summer's over, right?
Yeah, it's we missed over. The opportunity. I went to Six Flags this year.
But you didn't go to Hurricane
you
Harbor.
You lost your dumb fucking wallet like a bitch.
No, not like a bitch.
Like a big dumb bitch.
You know what? I lost my wallet, and then guess who had an excuse to stay at the park all day?
I know, because we fucking waited for your ass to record that day.
That shit was great, dude. I lost it first ride, and then it was like... You know what? I'm a free man. I don't have to think about things like credit or bank accounts.
The grid, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like when all that metal cum goes down Neo's throat in The Matrix. What the fuck was that scene? That didn't really make sense.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, the first one where they're like taking him out of the Matrix and all that metal cum comes out of the mirror.
Oh, damn.
It's the thing about like, I don't know. I think it's like a trans thing that the
Wachowski girls?
Siblings
No, they're the both Wachowski, women now.
I think they're just the Wachowskis now.
They're both women.
I don't know. But they really like hardstyle techno.
Oh, yeah.
And dreadlocks. They really like dreadlocks.
That's strange that one that they're both trans and then that one took, like... It's just, it's interesting.
Took another couple of years to come out?
Yeah. It's like your collaborative partner, probably like your best friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think they fuck each other?
Yeah, for sure. They have a disease.
This is the only way to get out of the Matrix is if we've crossed the final line and become incestuous trans sisters. But then we can finally escape the prison of reality. Where we don't know karate. This is the only way to learn karate. What if that was their big problem with the world as they know it, as they don't know karate, and that was like the fantasy of the Matrix? Isn't like, you know, yeah, what if we gonna escape the monotony of, like, you know, day to day life? It's about not knowing karate and not being able to jump over buildings.
So wait, you remember that part where he's like downloading karate moves?
Yeah, you download karate.
Could you download getting a big dick and sucking your own dick and stuff?
No, because it's your residual self image.
Mm. Yeah, Nick is right, and that was a really fast answer.
You can, yeah.
They explain that in the movie.
You can't suck yourself off, though. That's a move. That's not getting your dick.
You could maybe download how to suck yourself off. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say yes.
Oh yeah, you could download your own ass, sucking yourself off easily.
What?
What about eating your own ass?
I don't know. It's your residual self image.
I don't think I have the dexterity.
I don't think anyone. There's probably one guy.
There's people out there who can.
There's a guy in India who's eating his ass right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been doing.
Yeah, yeah. Please, sir, may I have some change? Please, sir. Just a homeless Indian guy.
No. He's like in a temple
eating his own
somewhere.
Ass for.
No, he's
money.
In a temple.
He's a street performer.
His dick kind of like some bobbling around.
All right, y'all know what time it is. It's showtime. Jesus Christ. These teens need to be stopped.
I think the ass-eating guy is probably in some monastery somewhere, mm-hmm. and everyone worships him and says he's reached the highest level of Dharma or whatever the fuck.
Dharma and Greg.
Yeah, Dharma and Greg.
He's reached the highest level.
That's Nick's favorite show.
Is that Jenna Elfman?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Nice. I would smash.
Of course. It's a woman who was on TV.
That's not true. I wouldn't fuck Mimi from Drew Carey show.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you
In
would.
In fact, realistically, that's the only one you could fuck.
God, I wouldn't.
Damn. Can you imagine how awful that would look? I'm imagining you fucking Mimi, and what popped into my head right away is the Pink Elephants on Parade song from Dumbo.
What is that? That part fucked me up, dude.
Yeah, that
Dumbo
that,
used
that
to
shit
fuck me,
me
up.
The
what,
fuck
one
up.
Of my
Dumbo
earliest
is a
memories.
Fucked up movie.
Me too. Me
is
too.
The Pink Elephants on Parade
yes.
scene scaring me as a kid.
That show was funny, scary. Dude. Yeah.
Our fears. Look maybe out. This is the secret Look to out. Our friendship.
Yeah.
Our fears are Pac-Sun as adolescents and the fucking Pink Elephant scene from Dumbo.
Dude, yeah. Bambi and Lion King, like with parents dying. I mean, yeah. Disney movies are sad. Like,
but that's different. Those yeah. are sad.
You're listening to
this shit was like psychedelic.
The Cool Girl Podcast.
Up.
Today we're talking about Disney. Wasn't some of that stuff fucked up?
It was.
Yeah, way to have a cool Good podcast, take. Adam.
Stop. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, but this is a man's podcast.
I'm going to take another 10 minutes
We
off.
Don't bring things up like Disney. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk
sorry.
About self-sucking okay? in the Matrix.
Look, it's about doing deals.
Oh, yeah.
And you slide in one of them razor sharp, one of them stings. I had two clients in. We were meeting at Panera the other day. And you know, I'm trying to work on this deal. I told them, look, I'm one of the top salesmen at this company. You know, we're about to go out of business. I don't know why anyone's hiring a commercial printing company. The stage of the game, why we even have print salesmen for these things. But I tell you, I'm 52 years old. I've been divorced for 8 months, and I have been drinking again. And, you know, I'm sitting there with the clients, and then I realize that I haven't gone to sleep in 3.5 days. There's no clients there. I'm in Panera Bread screaming spick at the top of my lungs. at the self-order machine. They replace the employees with iPads, and I'm still being anti-Hispanic to them, even though they're not people anymore. I'm saying racist stuff to the iPads, and you know, I closed the deal like I always do. I'm the killer. And I said, take that, Deborah, you fucking whore. You think I can't sell commercial printers, you fucking slut? You gonna go fuck? You gonna go fuck your own brother? You're gonna divorce me to go have sex with your own fucking brother? You fucking bitch. And by that point, the police are there. So, you know, I'm doing all right.
How are you boys doing? In blue. Oh, fuck, dude.
That guy's a fun character. Shout out to middle-aged men that are just...
that unraveling.
Barely fucking hanging
on.
When I worked at the car dealership, there was a guy, Kevin Gillespie, who would like insist on using the NATO alphabet on the phone with potential customers, which is the most embarrassing shit
that's
in the world.
Awesome.
I think I told this about this guy already on the podcast.
I don't know.
They're like, oh, yes, sir. I hear him one time. He goes, yeah, and he would stay up all night drinking and reading model train forums, he told somebody else.
Salute.
And he goes, he picks up the phone one time, and he's like, yes, sir, that's Kevin Gillespie. That's Golf India, Lima Lima, Echo, you know, and, like, he's spelling out the fucking shit. And then I hear him go, me personally, no, I was not in the military, but one of my good friends was.
God, I love that shit.
Yeah, dude, that guy sucked.
Gillespie.
Yeah. Yeah, he was divorced.
Oh, yeah. Disney movies were
sad. Just don't get married, dude.
Huh?
Just don't get fucking married.
I'm gonna get married, dude. I believe in love.
Golf.
If you're gonna get married, you know, you should count on.
I want to be a stay-at-home father
shit at some point. You're not gonna be a stay-at-home father. Your wife's gonna fucking leave you and take the kids, and then you're gonna be a stay-at-home. You know, I don't know, guy that loses the little dwindling money he has on online sports betting.
Stay-at-home fathers. You see a lot of them during the day walking around Brooklyn.
I want to be a stay-at-home father.
Yeah,
dude.
You see, a lot of them, they're like wearing the Clash t-shirts.
I have it in me. I'm not going to be like, one of those guys.
Yeah, they're kind of pathetic.
Yeah, because they're like, I'm cool. You're
but
not,
they
dude.
Kind of figured it out.
This is a Miami Herald headline. Bad news for islands blasted by Irma. Here comes another potential hurricane.
Damn. That's tough.
That sucks.
It's just a funny headline.
Miami, I think, with
Nick wants to make it clear he doesn't have empathy for those people.
He just finds it funny. But, you know, it's just.
What was the country that got destroyed completely?
Barbada.
It sounds like
St. Adam's ass.
St. Adam's ass.
No.
It's
completely
St. Adam's ass. She's
completely
got blown
devastated.
Out
no, it's resilient.
By Hurricane Jose.
There's a resilience to St. Adam's ass. It bounces back from adversity.
Maybe emotionally.
Not physically.
Physically,
it is a fucking
ravaged. It's like a blowout at 60 miles per hour.
Yep.
It's just tread left and right.
Yeah, dude. You ever seen an old turtleneck?
You better pull that ass over to the fucking emergency lane, dude.
Your fucking sphincter's an old stretched out turtleneck, dude. Kind of prolapsed.
It's like a collapsed circus tent.
Are you guys going to wear turtlenecks this winter?
You got a turtleneck hanging out of your ass.
No, we're not going to wear your asshole around our necks.
I think I'm going back to turtlenecks this winter.
First of all, you never left, bitch. You're 100% a turtleneck, bitch.
Fucking turtleneck.
I just might get more turtlenecks, maybe.
Yeah, you definitely rock turtlenecks.
Whatever, it keeps your neck warm.
Shut up.
Why would you not keep your neck warm?
Because it fucking is constricting, and it looks stupid.
Well, for some types
of
necks.
It does look stupid.
What golf? Kinds of necks? Maybe. Muscular necks? Is that what you're talking about?
Dude, I remember I was at CeCe's Pizza one time. And there was a fucking middle-aged dad, shitty, like, gray mustache, you know? And he was there with his, like, you know, weekend son, you know, obviously he didn't have full custody of. And
CeCe's is a number one loquet for a fucking divorced father like, trying to splurge.
Sports on Fox hat on, shitty baseball cap. And he's sitting, the $5 buffet entry to take your son to. And
with just like, iceberg lettuce?
Yeah, and I was like just eavesdropping, and he's like giving his kid advice, and the kid's just like blank faced, you know, some toe headed, you know, moron. Yeah. My dad's just like, and what I would do is I would open up a restaurant, and you call it something like Mom's Home Cooking, right? And you just serve home cooked meals. he's like telling his son his dream is to open a shitty restaurant. Get burned peas.
So sad.
That's what people really want, is a fucking, it's like, you know what, because that's what people want, is a home cooked meal.
That's just,
no, it isn't.
Yeah,
that's why they go out to a restaurant.
But also, that's like 100 restaurants.
Yeah, I know. It's they just, it's, there's nothing, and this is supposed to be his, like, you know, fucking, that's what I'm going to do, son, boy, if I had my druthers.
Which I never will, because I don't have a good job.
That's so sad to listen to your dad's dreams.
Oh, my dad hasn't had dreams in fucking,
yeah, I'm glad
years.
My dad gave up on his dreams.
Oh, shit, it's San Gennaro this weekend, boys.
Oh,
it's
San Gennaro.
Yeah, in Williamsburg.
Yeah, I'm going to my cousin's birthday party.
In San Gennaro?
Yeah, we're going to.
In Williamsburg?
No, we're going to Little Italy.
Oh. It's a Little Italy. What are you talking about, Williamsburg? Yeah,
there's one in South Williamsburg, or not South
Williamsburg. Not today, is it? Or is the festival the same everywhere? Isn't it like one community?
Hold on a second. I got to blow my nose.
All right.
What's the name of the guy that he kills in The Godfather Part 2 during San Gennaro? The Black Hand?
Yes, Black Hand.
That shit's
sick. I just watched that shit. I watched
Godfather
2? Yeah.
So good.
They were playing The Godfather 1 and The Godfather 2.
So good.
I spent the night just watching that shit, dude.
Yeah. Who do you think we are in The Godfather?
I'm Michael. You're Fredo, but gayer.
What do you mean I'm Fredo? Well, first of all, Fredo
Nick
got...
Nick is Sonny.
No.
Nick's Sonny?
Fucking Stav is Clemenza. Which is
first of all, that's just... You're just profiling.
I'm profiling you, but low-key, Clemenza is like the coolest character.
He does rock.
He knows how to do everything.
I like Clemenza.
Oh,
sure.
He knows how to murder people, be cool about it, and he knows how to like cook well.
He does cook well.
He's like the
making
best
sauce.
Clemenza is the best of all of them.
I'm Robert Duvall.
No.
I'm the lawyer. No,
you're
Fredo.
First
Irish.
Of all, hold on.
You're 100% Fredo.
You are not a single character.
You don't even get to be Fredo.
You're not any of them.
No, that's not fair.
Yes, you're not a single one of them.
That's no fair.
You
dude.
Are not participating in this.
Do you remember? Okay, how
that's
about remember
fair.
The
don't, you are Fievel from Fievel Goes West.
That's fine. That's a cool
been
movie.
Superimposed into The Godfather, and everyone in the movie is mad about it.
No, you're fucking. You're the sister that gets beaten by that one guy.
No, she's cool.
She's not.
I was
cool.
about to say that he's her, but he's not.
Cats are fighting.
Who's more? Who's the biggest bitch ass? I mean, Fredo is the biggest bitch
Fredo.
Ass.
Fredo, I knew it was you.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
He gets
dude.
Capped, dude.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert,
dude. Did you just tell people?
Did you just ruin? Now I want to watch Godfather 2.
I watched it actually like a month ago. I was like jonesing.
Bobby De Niro, dude.
No, we're watching the fight tonight. We're watching Glovkin versus Canelo.
I'm pretty tired. I might go home, dude.
Yeah, I'm sleepy.
Oh, come on, guys.
Come to Astoria. Let's watch an Astoria.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you go? I got an Astoria for you. One time there was a boy named Adam who fucked a good bunch of guys.
That's a good story, man.
Dude. It's a bedtime story because it involves a bed.
Yeah.
In a good time. That
was it a bed or was it just the hallway in a fucking...
Yeah, the hallway in an elementary school. Yeah. In the middle of, you boys get to class. Professor, we're fucking Adam. Carry on.
Oh, fuck.
That's funny.
It'd be great. You know, it'd be funny if I had the editing skill to do is to take that documentary, The Hunting Ground,
about
campus sexual assaults, about the rape epidemic, and then edit it so that the epidemic is that student athletes are raping Adam.
That would be good.
It's
be
not
funny.
About girls at all. It's that they're like, there's a
Could
huge
Could you do
problem.
That?
One in four student athletes have raped Adam Friedland.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Can
that
you
would
do
take
it?
A lot of work, but the answer is yes.
I think it's worth it, brother.
I can do it.
That'll be if you know.
I think if you spent your time on that and not the Cumtown web series?
That could be a part of the Cumtown web series.
That is the web series.
So, Cumtown is all about breaking the rules.
Oh,
being
yeah.
a
That's
fucking
true.
Bad boy.
That's
Who
true.
Says that a web series has to have a linear plot or recurring characters or even or exist
ever,
at
ever
all.
Be shot.
Or
yeah.
point
yeah.
of view. Need to make it happen. It could just be a conceptual thing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing people don't realize is you've actually been watching the web series for a while.
Yeah, the podcast the is way, the web series.
Or tweets.
The way, no, I mean, it kind of just sort of exists in your own head. I'm on a new level of media now where we
theater
have...
Theater of the mind.
Well, it's theoretical.
It is true. It exists in a subtextual...
It's a metaphysical...
In a subtextual level because we used to have, you know, old media where there was a clear delineation between audience and, you know, the content creator. Mm-hmm. You would have television. It would be broadcast into your home, but it was a one-way form of communication. And then we have social media and stuff, and there's more blurred lines. And now with podcasts.
Robin Thicke.
Blurred lines. I beat off to that.
It's not edited. Video. It's live, you know.
Big time.
I think
you're lying. He's lying again.
I'm not.
Another stop lie.
Fucking tits are out.
Another stop lie.
How dare you?
You're totally lying that you beat off
to
Emily Ratajkowski's naked,
those big,
fully
juicy,
bulbous.
God damn, I would love to fucking...
Anyways.
Go back to your thing, Nick, that you were saying.
Well...
That I definitely understood.
I understood it.
No, I'm saying that the podcast does exist, and
the web series.
You've already watched it.
The podcast. Oh, the podcast.
This is separate from the podcast.
Well, this really isn't the podcast.
What is this?
No.
What have we been doing?
I mean, this is just sort of. This is a nebulous thing. This doesn't really... This just happens to be a recording. I don't like to see this as the podcast.
Interesting.
The podcast...
The
Come Down podcast is a better thing.
Right.
That exists somewhere in your conception of you know, who we are and what we do.
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Whatever the podcast is better than this.
Is the height of what we're capable of.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yes.
And this right now is
the podcast is something to aspire to.
This is a performance piece I like to call phoning it in.
Yep.
Especially
what?
You, Adam?
Me.
Yeah.
Well,
can't even be bothered to hold the microphone up.